to the beautiful city of Daytona Beach Radio on Joy 106.3 FM. This weekly program features key people from city government, business, and the community who will share their knowledge about what's happening in Daytona Beach that will be interesting and informative. Now join your host, Donna Gray Banks, as she welcomes the featured guest for today's program. Good afternoon and welcome to Daytona Beach Radio. I am your host, Donna Gray Banks, and it's so nice to be here on this Wednesday afternoon. I have my special guest, Derek Collins, who is the CEO and executive director of Mr. and Ms. Mentoring. Thank you for coming back.
Always.
Yeah, it was great. And so for those people who don't know you, there's probably two people in the world. those who don't know you, could you kind of give them some idea who you are?
Hobbies
and that kind of thing. You like
hobbies.
For the kids.
Yeah. For the kids, I like the camp, but I really just like to give them expose, you know. Mm-hmm. So we do different things outside of that, like the fishing and those kind of things, you know. So I'm really just, I guess, conforming to the program because it has become my life, per se.
Right.
You know, so that is a hobby, is dealing with this program, you know, doing community
so service. So camping was really not your thing until...
I mean, I was a Boy Scout, so I've done it before, that's not something that I would do.
You wake up in the morning saying, I really want to go camping. No.
You know, but I have learned that luxuries, mm-hmm. you know, like having a cot and those kind of things do make mm-hmm. it a little bit more bearable.
Yeah, nice tent.
Yeah. But sleeping on the floor is never fun.
So. Okay, what are the hobbies? You have furry people in your house?
I have a dog.
Yeah.
I do have a dog.
Does he go camping too?
Maybe it was just the family, okay, not with 30 kids.
Other people, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not with 30 kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I work out, you know, I box, you know, go to the beach. You know, right. You live in Daytona Beach, yeah, you gotta go to the beach.
Well, you know, not everybody. I'm really surprised at that, but not everybody. So you went camping with 30 children. I love you, but I would never do that.
Yes.
How'd it go?
It went well. I did learn, nothing that I didn't know already, but I learned a little bit more of, like, how the kids are thinking. They're not thinking too... First of all, it was a good experience for them, and I told them before we started, I want you guys to kind of reset. Don't think about what's going on at home.
Electronic devices allowed. Okay.
Towards when it was time to wind down, mm-hmm. when I was like, stay in your tent, don't come out again.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things to keep them occupied, but nothing during the day. We did the traditional outdoorsy things.
Shout out to DJ E and his family. We're sorry for your loss. He was an amazing DJ, an amazing community person, and he will be missed truly in the community.
Right.
I thought about that because you fished. Did you ever fish with him? He was a fisherman.
We didn't fish with him, but my experience with him is he was the DJ for our 2 years ago, our first annual gala. So
he was just an amazing man. Dogs? No, I don't. Is it a big dog?
It is a big dog. It's a poodle, but it's the big standard poodles. You know, uh-huh.
if he was sitting next to us, they're
tall and they're smart, intelligent.
I like dogs. I just don't like what comes with taking care of them. That's all.
He's gonna be a therapy dog in the future.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Therapeutic service dog.
Yeah. You know? So he has to go through certain
trainings.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And can go on airplanes and all that.
I ain't bringing him on airplanes, but he can. He can if he needed to.
So let's talk about Mr. and Ms. Mentoring. How long have you been around, and how has the business developed? Well, first of all, nobody knows you're a therapist. I didn't know that until you walked in today, right? So let's talk about that part of your life. The people, you know, you box, you take care of children, you take care of adults and their therapeutic minds.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us about you being a therapist and going to school for it.
Yeah, my dad's a therapist, so
it
kind of, you know, it didn't fall too far from the truth. My mom's a teacher, so that's kind
of
why my bachelor's was in education and then my master's was in clinical social work.
Mm-hmm. So, and where'd you go to school?
Bethune-Cookman.
Of course. Bethune-Cookman University and then
UCF for my master's.
For your master's degree. I don't think a lot of people know that you're a therapist, Derek. I really...
The people that come see me
now. I mean, that's not something that you tout.
No, only because after doing it for 10 years, I'm burnt out when it comes to just therapeutic side of things. So now I'm focusing on other avenues and outlets to be able to help, you know, people.
Does a therapist have a therapist?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. You have to have a therapist, right? Yeah. Definitely. Because you're taking in, if you're an empath, right, you're taking in all that from other people.
Yeah.
And there's someone that you wake up with your thumb in your mouth because you don't know what to do, right? You need to talk to somebody. So how did the organization develop? I know you woke up one morning because you didn't have nothing better to do but to take care of other people's children. Well, tell us how that happened.
Well, it did start as when I was doing therapy. That's all I was doing, and I was seeing that
children,
both. Okay. And I saw that therapy alone wasn't cutting it as far as for the filling all of the voids. So the mentoring program kind of was an addition to that, where I started doing more group things and events, kind of like what we do now, and to kind of filling those boys overall. And now that I've been in the game so long, now I'm dealing with older kids, so now I'm thinking about residential and, you know, job placements and those kind of things, because now the kids that I'm dealing with or did with, that's their priority and focus.
Isn't that amazing that you saw them when they were 10, now they're 20?
Yeah,
right.
It's longevity.
That's the longevity. And 20-year-olds have very different
needs
than a 10-year-old. And so are any of your clients kind of, what do they call those children who have no place to go?
Homeless?
Homeless? Yeah. They don't use that word anymore.
Right.
There's something else. But anyway.
What do they call
it? I think they say unsheltered.
That sounds better. That's a little bit more reserved. Reserved.
Right. Some of them are.
Yes, yeah. Only because college isn't for everybody, so just going to college and being in a dorm room isn't an automatic. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, their parents are struggling on their own, you know, so as soon as they get a chance to kind of, you know, get them out of the house, they want that to happen as well. I don't know why, but a lot of them don't interact, or, you know, there's only so much people you could be under one roof, you know, so if it's 5-6 people in the house, you know, it might be a push for the boys to get kicked out, you know. So, and if they don't have another outlet or place to go, that's what it turns into.
Yeah, I remember somebody saying, well, when they turn 18, they need to be out of the house. But you know what? If my parents had kicked me out at 18, I wasn't ready.
Well, everybody's different. I left at 17. You
did.
I'm from New York, so I graduated early.
Right.
But I was ready to go. I ain't never looked back again.
Really? Well, I was not ready. I'm so glad they didn't kick me out.
Yeah, males
maybe
are different.
Maybe the girls.
Yeah, males are different. I wouldn't kick my daughter out.
No, right.
I mean, exactly. But I wouldn't kick my son out either if I had a son. Right. I wouldn't kick him out till he's ready. I'll set him up correctly. You know, that kind
of
stuff.
Were you ready because of the restrictions in the household? Or that's just your personality?
That's my personality. Yeah, and restrictions, too. My dad was strict.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't dealing with it. I was trying to grow.
What part of New York?
Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn. All right. Isn't that where Mary J. Blige is from? Yeah, I think
could
so.
Be.
Yeah. So tell us what your future plans are for Mr. and Ms.
I guess the not-for-profit world is not doing it's not fun for people right now, especially when it comes to low income and supportive services. And being in the game for so long, I'm seeing a lot of businesses just completely shut down, you know, not a lot of time frames to even let clients know and those kind of things, you know, so I know it's
you fun. Come for your event and then the building's kind of,
And then it's done, you know, and that's one thing that I've kind of tried to pride myself on is, you know, people from 10 years ago can still call me back, and they do, you know, so it's not like I'm doing it just because they are actually calling later in times, because now their focus and needs have changed and they need another outlet, and being able to come to the same person that you dealt with 10 years ago versus having to start over and repetitive turnover and, you know, that kind of stuff makes a difference. Some people won't even go back to therapy because they can't get the same therapist.
Well, I won't tell you my story on therapy, but if you have the wrong therapist, it just doesn't work.
Yep.
You know, and if you find somebody that you really can blend with and talk to, it's really, really just so important.
Beneficial.
So I see, you know, 'cause I follow you online, of course. So I see that you have adults in boxing, you have children in boxing. Why was boxing the outlet? Is that an aggressional pullback for people? Or tell me why you thought that was important.
I know for myself it helped me. Okay. And I'm, you know, recovered high. So I know for myself, my dad my parents, that was one thing they did do. They kept me very busy. So I did.
Are you an only child?
No, I have a big brother.
Okay.
10 years older. So I was so like, you're a surprise. Only child. Surprise baby.
Yeah, oops.
But surprises are the best sometimes.
Right, sometimes.
My parents will say that. But yeah. Anyway, for myself, I've tried a lot of different outlets. Mm-hmm. I've tried karate. I've tried Boy Scouts. I tried all that good stuff. Boxing was something that really I kind of gravitated towards. And I'm seeing with our young culture how aggressive they are and how combative they are and aggressive and mad they always are. And
why do you think that is? There's a lot of reasons. Okay.
It is a lot of reasons, but yeah. I do feel like we're being put into like a small mini world cage, I guess you would say.
Right.
It's kind of like I don't have enough money to move into a better location, but so I have to kind of make amends meet, but I'm living in a place where I got to fight and deal with drugs and, you know, fear, you know, so they're kind of pushing us and we're
gated
stuck.
Gated communities.
Yeah. And forced, you know, and without people that aren't, I guess, woke aren't even understanding that that's what they're doing.
Right.
So they haven't adjusted their
outlook,
their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They haven't adjusted, and that's where we're kind of. And in business, if you don't adjust, that's why people are going out of business. You didn't adjust.
Man, if you don't have the ability to pivot, you're out of the business. You really
quick.
Are, really are. When you're dealing with a lot of the young children and young adults, are you finding that it's just a massive economic thing? Because parents are working all day. They're all latchkey children. We really don't have any more. I don't know if where you grew up in Brooklyn, but where I grew up in Pittsburgh, everybody knew each other on the block. And it's not like that anymore.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Yeah, and so that like you talk to your neighbors sometimes. It's like, what you looking at?
Right. So that community is not there. And I think the children miss out on that.
I think there's like a little cult everybody sticks together that's kind of forced to. Like, that's why they have like the blocks and the apartment complexes kind of thing. Because that's more of a safety thing, you know, a survival in a lot of cases. You know, a lot of times these kids aren't doing gangs because they kind of just want to. It's kind of like, I have to, or I'm going to get bullied, or, you know, it's protection.
Right.
You know, or, you know, so I understand that. So I'm not so critical in, how do you say, when you think in.
Right.
No, I don't judge.
Right.
I don't judge a drug dealer and his family and his uncle. I don't judge
that's
them.
That's a commerce.
It's like.
You might not like the commerce, but it is a commerce.
That's how they survive.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
The only part is when they affect the kids that I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, come on, give them a chance. You've had your choice. You've made it. But then you're forcing that choice onto them. That's the, you know. And then the kids are going to go for it because they need money. And that's their only way that they see the people around them are making money. So it's kind of like my dad and my mom. She was a teacher. He was a therapist. I'm a teacher and a therapist.
Right, right, right.
You know,
so that's how it goes.
You know.
Let's talk about and we'll come back to the gala because that's why we're here to speak about the gala. But let's talk about the conditions that we're in right now, with SNAP benefits not being alive and well in the state of Florida.
Right.
With a lot of money being pulled back because of funding. Let's talk about the children and how it, can you see that how it is affecting them?
Without putting nobody's business out there like that, I do know when I incorporate certain kids, when I see them for therapy sessions or mentor sessions, I get food involved. Not because I have to, but I feel like I know that I'm kind of filling a void for them, that they're sometimes embarrassed to say or scared to say, you know. But it's been kids, they're like, man, I haven't, you know, I barely eat in the morning. I'm happy I go to lunch go to school just to eat, you know, those kind of things. Or my parents don't cook for me, they just have to fend for themselves, you know. It's like, it's a lot of those situations, you know. And it's
now the situations have gotten probably a little bit more critical because there's not food in the house,
right,
first of all, to eat.
Right.
Are you taking in any kind of provisions at this time?
Well, we've always done Thanksgiving giveaways and food giveaways.
No, I mean now. Can people drop off? Not really.
Yeah, so okay, for example, I've done the food boxes, and then now it's turned into a storage unit.
Oh,
you know? So
okay.
I've done that before, so now I've utilized more partnerships and more collaborative of ways of, hey,
feeding the children.
I have two or three families that really need something. Okay, here's a place you can go. So more connecting them versus trying to
as opposed to,
do,
to being the
yeah, you can't do everything.
It's a lot.
You can't do everything,
yeah.
You know.
But, you know, we want to make sure that the children have what they need. And so if your child is involved in Mr. and Mrs. Ms. Mentoring, he has a list and a place for them to go, or a phone call can be made if you need the food. So don't be afraid to just ask. Right.
I will say for that, we do our annual Thanksgiving food giveaway. It's 100 hot plates. Usually, my program is 80 to 100 kids, so I try to accommodate for that. So where everybody
you do it right there at the facility.
Usually, we do it at a facility, okay. But like I'm doing more collaborative.
Right. Good. Yeah. Partnerships. Listen, so, I love collaborative.
So I'm doing it at Mr. Curtis Ravine's location right here off of MLK, I believe. Mm. It's right there in the heart, so I feel like it's another, it promotes his business as well. It gets my families fed, and that's kind of how I'm doing things.
Curtis?
Vereen.
What does he do?
He has a restaurant here in the Midtown development area, and he does catering. He's done my you know, wife's birthday cake, my daughter's birthday cake. So it's, I try to like deal with people that are kind of supportive of me, and I support that back.
So how can we help you make sure that happens? In a good way, in a big way.
So, for example, different people know that I do that because I've done it 10 years running now. So now they come to me like, hey, I have a few extra turkeys that I'm giving away. So I have families that I know need it more than others, per se. So on top of those hot plates, I can give baskets away. Where I've chosen three families because of a private entity that doesn't want to be known says that they want to donate some gift cards to them. So we're going to go shopping for them and provide some groceries and those kind of things that they can kind of benefit from.
Right. You know? So, but the day that you do the food,
They can always donate money to go towards that.
Right.
If depending on how much we get, we can feed even more. Usually if we have anything extra, I always go to, I know I'm not supposed to on camera, but I go to like those areas that, we're not calling them homeless.
Unsheltered.
Unsheltered people are hanging around. They kind of already know my truck because I pull up, come get it, and I'm gone.
Right.
You know, I'm not, you know, it's not a...
Hanging around.
Yeah, I'm not hanging around. Right. I just give it to them and do what I can.
Well, in these times, we certainly do appreciate all the 501c3s who are out here just really... making a difference for the people. Because you know what? I don't know what it's like not to eat. And I don't ever want to.
Right.
I don't ever want to. But if you have a situation where your family is not going to eat for Thanksgiving, reach out.
Definitely reach out.
Because we don't want anybody to go without. Not that Thanksgiving is the thing.
Right.
It's the eating that's the thing to make sure that everybody eats, because Thanksgiving is a whole nother story, right? But we ought to be thankful for just the day and not the holiday.
Right. Just opportunity.
Yeah, just the opportunity. So tell us about the local professionals that you are still collaborating with. I know Dr. Wilson.
Dr. Chester.
He was here not too long ago and mentioned that he still comes in.
He's on my board.
Okay, there you go.
He's on my board. You know, and like I said, a lot of collaborative. I'm learning to, in order to stay in the game, you have to team up with other people. You can't do it all alone.
You think you can at first.
You definitely think. Yeah. But that's an immature way of thinking.
Right, I mean, you learn.
And you have to adjust. And I'm seeing all of these new, up-and-coming, new energy kind of people and people that have been in the game a long time. We're kind of burnt out because we've been, like, choo-chooing for so long that I don't want the new generation that's coming out to have all this new energy to kind of do the same thing we did. So I would rather open up my resources to them with that new energy, and then that, you know, we kind of partner in that way, because I can't see the kid. I can only see so many kids.
Here's what I don't understand: why people think that there are enough organizations that take care of children. That's crazy.
No,
you don't even touch the surface of the children that need to be taken care of. From the east side and the west side and north, there's children everywhere.
I have folders of people that I can call if I can just, that I know need the services.
Right.
But it's like, man, I can't even call them because it's like, I can't give them anybody.
Right.
And I will say, last time we spoke, I was not as inviting to volunteers when it came to seeing the kids, more like event based and just general help.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm seeing that there are dedicated people out there that will do just as good as a staff because it's in their heart.
Yeah, they come
it's a dime a dozen, but
yeah, but still,
there are out there, you know, and just being able to find one or two of those is even worth the whole volunteer-based type of things, you know, and they're good for certain things, you know, just having another male presence at the camping event versus digging deep in what that kid, you know, you don't have to go through therapy for him or really fix all his issues, just be another presence, you know, so I'm catering my feelings towards that.
That comes with season. Yeah, that comes with season. And so you that's all you can call it. You think you can do one thing because you're young and you're energetic, but you really have to look to the elders and people around you who have been in the business before, because they know where the sinkholes are, right? But they're not always as giving. Right. Sometimes you have to ask for it, and that's the hard part. Right.
And I've worked on that too.
Right.
Back in the day, I was like, I'll do it myself.
Right.
I don't want to ask nobody. Yeah. But that came from a poor mindset and I always had to ask, so I ain't asking no more. You know, so I even feel like that some of my kids, they don't want to get in pictures because it's like they know I'm dealing with low income per se, but I got kids that are rich.
Right.
They pay out of pocket, they're still involved. You really wouldn't know. You know, and that's why I took away that therapy per se stipend, because number one, I per se feel like I do a lot more than just therapy. I do therapy, case management, I do parenting, I do, you know, it's a lot of other things that I'm doing outside of
that. So you do a whole family thing sometimes.
Well, I mean,
You know.
The kid needs more. I got to talk to the parents sometimes. Sometimes I got to talk to the grandma. Sometimes I got to talk to the teacher. You know, sometimes I got to talk to the probation officer. You know, those are things therapy, they're not paying for that. You know,
are you surprised at how many grandparents are raising children?
A lot of grandparents.
I'm telling you.
A lot.
And
it's not fair. It's not fair, and that's not their responsibility.
You know, there are a lot. I had a friend go to an open house or something, PTA.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I've had to do that. But he was shocked at the amount. And he's a grandparent raising a child.
Right.
At the grandparents that were in this room.
Yeah.
What does that come from? Do you, because most of them are your age, right?
Yeah.
The parents who have given up on their children. I know it has something to do with drugs. I know it has a lot to do with just not being focused. But is it just that era?
I feel like they're surviving. I'm telling you, they're just surviving themselves. How can they feed?
Come on, tell me.
This is off topic, but for example, I'm not saying I'm broke, but I'm rationing out. I'm adjusting how I spend my money, right?
Right.
So I might not go do a $30 meal when I can go to McDonald's and do like a dollar thing, something like that, right? So I was going to McDonald's today, and then literally guy was like this, reserved guy, unsheltered guy. He literally was like, he walked in front of the car and I was like, man, move. Like, I got to go. I got to be here.
Right.
And he was like kind of like in frantic mode. So I rolled down the window and he was like, man, I'm really, really, really hungry. I could tell he was hungry. He was a veteran. And I was going to use that $5 for myself, but I gave it to him. And I don't normally do that because I feel like they just kind of they use it for drugs and those kind of things. And I gave it to him and I was like, listen, go right now and get the food. Like, I want to make sure my money went towards that because that would have been my food that I was going to buy.
Right.
And I drove off and came here, you know, so it was like sometimes I just give just because that's just in my heart, you know, so I don't know what that came to do with the...
Well, I mean, listen, and I'm not a theologian, right? But I do believe somewhere in all those pages of the Bible, it says, give what you give and it will be returned unto you, right? So, don't worry about that $5.
I'm not.
It will definitely come back.
The principle is what I was trying to say is that sometimes people give even when they need it, you know, so you never know. I feel like he needed that more than I did.
So I was... gracious enough to be honored at the gala last year, and I thank you very much for that. So tell us about this year and what we can look forward to.
So you guys know I'm big into I'm always, you know, you put the youth first,
right?
And I'm trying to be consistent with that, so it's like even though somebody might give me money for a different population, it's like the youth is my focus. So in reality, I really want you to come to me with youth type of funding,
because
that's my focus. But we, you know, we're going to have some more performances this year. Right, right. We do like the youth to be the focus, of absolutely. Course. So, like, even like the DJ, he was a youth.
He was, you know? Last year.
You know, so we are bringing some more of those things
I do remember him having to go to the bathroom. Yep. Everybody's looking for it. That was really funny. That's a young man.
But I would rather, like I said, I like showcasing our community's mm-hmm. talents. You know, we're going to have a fashion show this year. We're going to have some dancing like we normally do. Now I'm focusing on the kids that I actually am dealing with. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, oh, well, I got talents and I want to be in the gala and I want to do certain things. So now I'm actually focusing and not just like opening up to everybody. Like, what talents do my kids have that we can actually, you know, utilize and showcase? You know, so.
And the day is?
The day is January 18th. The day before Martin Luther King, that will continue on for
Sunday.
Yes.
It's a Sunday. Okay.
Sunday, because Monday you're off for Martin Luther King, so I've kind of kept it consistent. Yeah, you know, this is our third year. I always love it to not be like a normal gala. You know, we're not
that's hard to do.
You know, begging for money all of the time, but in a fun way. You know, I definitely like people to get up and dance and be involved. I feel like our galas, and you can speak for yourself, are more family or not family, like the families are there, but the community feels like a family.
You know, I knew everybody at the table, which was really nice. Yeah. You
know, and that's strategic. That's not like just it just happened to be like that. Yeah. We know you guys might know each other, similar personalities, so we put them together. But overall, I feel like everybody that comes to our gala have a passion for the youth and the community, and that's why it's not like a snobby, like,
at all.
I got more money than you. It's not like that. It's like, we all here, just have a good time. We know the cause is for real. Mm-hmm. You know that the money is not going towards just any old thing and beefing up everybody's pockets and stuff like that. You know, so I feel like it's different because we're there just to celebrate. It's like a family reunion to me.
Well, here, let me just say this. You honored the gentleman who was head of the hotel motel industry last year. And his name
is...
And he passed away. I mean, those things...
Make a difference.
Make a difference. Because he was so touched to be a part of that gala last year.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of that man's name? That's just crazy.
Bob.
Yes. And so when you look back, I don't know if you made the kind of money you wanted to make. I don't know whether it was exactly what you wanted, but that moment when Bob came up to get his award, it made all the difference for him.
Right.
And now he's not here.
Understood.
So those are things that, you know, you
can't
don't even
back.
Think about.
You can't take back.
You cannot. Miss Linda the year before. And so, regardless of what happens, when you honor people in the business that they're in, and you were in one of his hotels,
right?
And I came by his table to say, you know, to say hello and to pay him homage because, you know, he did a lot. And he said, Donna, I'm just so grateful to be here at this moment. Mm. And so, anyway, not for nothing. You know, you don't know what's going to happen from year to year.
Right.
And that moment will forever be etched as one of the last places that Bob was at that got an award.
And celebrate,
So, anyway, you know, you just have to take in those things. Give us just some idea of what's the date?
The date is January 18th,
okay.
Sunday.
What time?
5 to 8. First hour is going to be cocktail networking because I really do feel like all of the community resources that are there.
Okay.
There's so much collaboration that is done there. It ain't just about, you know, the gala and fundraising. It's really about that collaboration for the community.
Right.
You know, we like to have a good time, so this is going to be a cowboy. Country glam is the theme this year. Last year was Wakanda, so
we saw everybody dressed up in African.
Mm-hmm. So now we're gonna switch it up a little bit.
The good thing about the cowboy thing is we all have some.
Yeah, but this time it is not like a barn.
You gotta jazz it up.
Put
some dazzle on it.
Yes. And I feel like that will you know, we'll do some line dancing, of course. And like I said, I want to show more of what the impacts we're making. So I'm going to have some kids that actually have, you know, changed their life around. Some things, like you just said, the kid that are unsheltered. I got a kid that was unsheltered into a place. you know.
See?
And that was a, now he's in college again because he has to go to college in order to stay in the place. You know, so
transitions. That, yeah, yeah.
You know, he didn't want to go to college.
Right.
He wanted to do the military that he wasn't able to get into. Right. So this was an alternative route, you know, so.
So how do you, that's collaboration. That's how you find.
My resources.
Yeah.
He didn't get in just because it was him.
Right.
He got in because the people that I called and knew me and knows what we're doing. So they know if I'm calling you, it's for real. And it's a dire need. And hopefully
that's
you should
do
that.
Because, you know, I think when I call someone, because I don't just call people to call people.
Right.
So it's really nice that I know that they're going to pick up the phone. Right. Because they know I either want to help them or I want them to help me.
Exactly.
Right. And I think that's great. Yeah. I think that's great to be in that position. So when... Let's talk about the children and the struggles that they might have. Because I don't really believe that most people think about the children. Because once we become adults and our children are gone, you know, we forget about the struggle. Right. I do. I mean, I remember my son telling me, Ma, do you remember the day you threw a French fry in the back seat for me? I said, oh, my God. No, I don't remember that, right? Because we were headed somewhere and had to be there on time. You're throwing food like a, you know, like an animal. Right. When I think about it, here, eat this. We're, you know, we're going to soccer. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Right.
Do you have children who just don't have a connectivity with their families? I mean, I hated that I threw French fries at him.
Right.
But we were together.
Right. And it's not a lot of that. You know, it's a lot of single parent homes. That's a big one. And that single parent has to then pick up the slack of where the other parent isn't or, you know, could a little bit. So then they're at work all day. Then they can't get to their basketball games and they can't get them to certain places. So then that kid has to kind of fiend for themselves. I mean, like I said, I really feel like not even just the kids, but the parents are in survival mode. And the grandparents are in survival mode because they their stuff is getting cut, too. And they don't got, you know, so it's like
right, a lot of seniors.
Generational people are is being affected, you know. So and everybody's in an adjustment mode right now, you know. And if you don't adjust, whether you're old or young, you're going to be in trouble.
Is there anything specific that you need money donated to besides the gala and even the gala? Are there certain things that people can, and I know you know children are focused, but people like to donate for to what they like.
For sure. So I've been I'm fine tuning my needs per se. So number one is just being able to keep the doors open as a you know, as a we have a facility where we do the boxing classes. We do our entrepreneurship workshops and stuff out of our location. We do our therapy and mentoring one-on-one sessions there. We have our new gaming school that's getting ready to open up.
A gaming school?
Gaming educational a gaming school. That's new, but I ain't with it another time. Just be on the lookout. Yeah, I've been posting, and it took me a long. I did a lot of the legwork because I couldn't afford to pay for contractors.
Listen, gaming is
it's big, and it's an outlet.
Yeah,
it ain't just gaming. It's STEM behind it. There's a lot of skills that translate into broadcasting, like what we're doing right now. News, music. A lot of those alternatives are available for when it comes to that.
You know. Speaking of news, did you bring me news today? So we won't have any Daytona Beach news today, so we can keep talking. Right?
Cool.
Gaming. Okay, you can't talk about that. But I think that's great, right?
That's good.
And I need a gaming chair because if you can sit there and game all day, that's got to be the best chair all. Do you know the best one?
Ours are
give it to me.
I'll have to send you a picture. Dang, well, I don't know it right in front of me. I have to look
at
it.
And it has a big, like, round. Now, is it too far to the ground?
No, you can get it, put it up.
Okay. And so I'm trying to find the news now. So, because he did send it to me. Thank you, Justin. I know. It's a crazy day. Yeah, I need a new chair because, you know, as a senior, I'm at the desk all day.
Right.
And these just are not getting it anymore. That's I don't know. How much do they cost?
They are kind of pricey, anywhere from $200 to $300. Yeah, for anything good quality. But yeah.
$200 or $300?
Yeah.
And you can't tell me the name of the...
As soon as I get to the office, I'll
tell me. Anything else? I mean, I don't want to leave anything else. I know that you've had some funding cuts, right?
Yeah,
people
definitely.
Have to realize that.
Yeah.
But we are head going forward, yeah. no problem.
Yeah.
Well, there's funding is yeah. always a problem. You know? Right. So what you really need right now is non-designated funding. So you can kind of use the funding wherever you like.
Well, like I said, keeping the doors open is number one, you know, the general rents and those kind of things. We have our events, so being able to choose a specific event. So if you're a camping guy, we went camping. That costs a little bit of money to go and get all of the equipment.
Where'd you go?
We went to Tomoka State.
Tomoka State. Yeah.
So it was nice. I'd like to go to different places, so we ain't going there again. And these people was weird out here, not like lately. So it's like I like to kind of switch up our where
right,
we are.
Right.
If you want to do camping, if you're a food person, we do our Thanksgiving giveaway, so you can give towards that. We have Christmas coming up, so of course, toy giveaway. We're gonna have a celebration for that.
Are you gonna have a toy giveaway? Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have a toy party together. Usually,
do
I
you have
go
a date.
Not yet. But I kind of been more bringing the traditions back, just like we're like. Families together. We do our family reunion during the summer where we come together, everybody, even the families, mm-hmm. and old clients come back. Mm-hmm. So I'm bringing more of those traditions that I feel like we're losing because we're losing our elders, and our elders had all those traditions, you know. So some of that stuff, like just like skipping rocks, the kids, they never skipped rocks before, you know. So I'm like, you got to be flat, and then teaching those kind of things that they never really been, they didn't know how to use a sleeping bag. They just opened it up like it was a sheet. I was like, you know, it's a sleeping bag. You get in the bag. You know, so those are things that we are losing.
Well, I mean, I remember telling my son very vividly, if you want to know how many pounds go into the tire, mm-hmm. air, it's on the door. Mm. Well, he got out and looked at the door. I thought, oh, my God.
He didn't know.
It was on the side of the door.
Right.
So you have to be, you know, very specific and pay attention to what they may not know, right? So everyone, if it doesn't have to be designated, it can just work all over for his program and for the community. So if you just have a few dollars, is there a donation button on the
website? Mm-hmm. And I'm changing that because I want it to be clear and compact of how you can help. Like I said, at an event you can help. You can, a therapy session is anywhere from $75 to $100. You can pay for a therapy session for a kid that they can't afford.
You know, let me tell you, that works. I have five different levels.
Mm-hmm.
You can do $50 or $2,000, right? So everybody can kind of pick where they're comfortable with. And that's a good idea. If you need a good webmaster, I do have one, by the way. Who will just make it very, very clear. And you can go to my website and kind of look and see what she does. She's amazing. LD Robinson, shout out to you.
And just the normal people. I have somebody that's like, every single month, it's a $5 thing. He just gives it $5. He don't even have to do it no more. It's automatic. Like it comes through automatic.
Withdrawal, right.
You know? And I will have noticed that in other locations, or let's say Port Orange and Ormond's, the different kind of areas, those people have no problem. That's why they are able to sustain, because they have 1,000 people giving $5, $10 every month for $20.
And that's all we need.
And that's really all we need.
You know, just let us draw $5 a month, you know, 100 people.
Yeah,
that really, really adds up. And you can use that for designated events, right? Yeah. Let me ask you this. I have a real good feeling about yoga for boys. How do you feel about that?
We've done
Okay.
I've done it a time or two. We offered it once at our gym. Mostly all the girls came.
Really? For that adrenaline and that just kind of.
They have to be educated on it. Just like our meditation office or meditation room, they have to learn how to meditate and how that works. Because they're not just going to do it on their own. You know, so a lot of that stuff has to be taught to them, because their parents might not know and their grandparents didn't know. So where are they going?
But don't you think that's important? Important Zen kind of thing to learn. And I know you have learned that you catch yourself, right?
Yeah.
When you're getting ready to go over that edge.
Yeah, growth.
Growth, right? And the Zen, and just learning that you can de-escalate yourself. You don't have to have somebody else do it, right? And so when these young men and little girls and little boys are being sent to detention and sent home when nobody is there, I really wish we just had a room where they could go and kind of de-escalate themselves.
They do now.
They do now?
They do now. They have like right. a quiet room and then it's padded. And
yeah. Oh, really?
It's kind padded? Of like a, it's like a crazy house. Kind of. It's like you go in a room.
I was thinking more you go in and Quincy Jones is playing jazz and you kind of sit on a mat.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Little toys and fidgety toys and places to sit down. The reason it's padded is because they will hurt themselves or hit their head or try to punch the wall and those kind of, it's more of a safety precaution.
Okay.
But they do have certain rooms for that. Every school isn't equipped to have it, and that's why they are shipping kids far places, because the schools are trying to kind of push it out. So certain schools don't have that at all, like IEP and EBD. So now only certain schools have it. So certain schools will have those safety rooms.
Well, all children have problems with de-escalation. Why would it just be...
For the major, like the major behavioral kids, the kids that just having maybe one outburst every once in, you know, they're not as much of a safety risk, I guess you would say.
Mm.
They can go in the corner of the room and calm down because it's a little reading area, when another kid might like try to knock everything over in the room, so you need a room specifically for him.
I don't know if you saw that thing on Facebook or Instagram where that little girl said, "And you, Miss Linda." Do you remember that little girl? She was just so
trying to remember.
My goodness. Just disrespectful, right? And so they need a place to go, you know, and kind of chill out, right?
That's why I stay in shape and I box.
Right.
And, you know, I let them know you can't beat me. So, you know.
So anyway, the gala is January the 18th. It's from 5 to 8. Happy hour is 5 to 6. And the cost of the gala?
Oh, I did want to speak on that because I know last few years I tried to keep it more reasonable.
You can.
And then the same people, it was an issue either way.
Right.
And then I look into other people's galas and they're charging $100.
Right.
And
$125. Right.
And people are paying it because that's the people that want to be there.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to do it incrementally. So now it's $75 this year versus $65. And then that's why I want to upbeat and make some of those performances and make it more of an experience when you come there. So it's like, oh, what I'm going to see this year, and those kind of, they kind of get the excitement there. So this year is $75. But of course, a lot of the sponsors and vendors are really what makes the big bulk, because they're the ones.
They take up the slack, right?
They take a lot of.
$75 is nothing to spend to change a young person's life. It just is not, right? It just is not. And so we want you to, I know it's a bad time.
I know.
You know, it's not the best time in the world. It's right before Thanksgiving. It's right after Christmas and all that. But $75, if you can do it, you don't even have to come. Just donate. Just donate it, because that money will go towards, you know, many of the programs that Mr. and Ms. Mentoring has to take care of children. Yeah. Definitely. So, Derek, thank you for being here again.
Always.
That's January the 18th, the day before Martin Luther King's birthday. We didn't want to interfere with anything that was going on there. 5 to 6 is the happy hour. And then just entertainment for the rest. And there will be a cash bar open.
Be a cash bar.
Yeah, I mean, even though children will be there, there will be a cash bar.
Cash bar.
And great food at the
Hard Rock.
Right on A1A. So I'm going to take a moment to do some news. If I can read it from my phone, let me see if I can do that. So it's November the 5th and City Commission meeting. The City Commission meeting is at 6 p.m. tonight in the chamber at 301 South Ridgewood Avenue. You can get the agenda at daytonabeach.gov/agendas. I'm glad I bought my good glasses today. The Fire Prevention Night, Daytona Beach Fire Department will host fire prevention 5 to 8 p.m. this Friday on Beach Street and Magnolia Avenue. And Youth Basketball Free Clinics. These clinics don't just teach you how to play basketball. It teaches you shooting, dribbling, importance of discipline, teamwork, and sportsmanship. Basketball is not just basketball. You have to learn to work together in order to make that work. Call 386-671-5821 to get all the information you need for the basketball free clinics. And then it's the Artisan Market at YSG. Enjoy a Saturday morning filled with fresh flavors. unique finds, and more at the Artisan Market at YSG this Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m. Please come out. It is an initiative of Zone 5 City Commissioner Danette Henry. And so that is Daytona Beach News. Derek, I wish you the very best.
Always.
For the gala and your Mr. and Mrs. Mentorship. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program here on Joy 106.3 FM, broadcasting from the beautiful city of Daytona Beach. To learn more about the city of Daytona Beach, take a minute and visit our website at www.codb.us.com and browse through the online information about our city. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 noon for another informative program from the city of Daytona Beach.